اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Before Surah Ahzab, which is known as the Surah where Allah Tabarak Tala speaks about, when the different jama'at will get together and they will fall upon Islam. And in the Surah then Allah Tabarak Tala explains that no matter how scary the time will be, difficult it will be, but Islam has never been defeated and Islam will never be defeated. Yes, there will be two groups. One is the groups of believers. They will say, this is what Allah promised from the beginning. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. From the beginning Allah promised, we knew it's going to happen. Their iman only increases. When they look around, everything they see, they say, I saw this in the narration. I saw this in the narration. As for the hypocrites, whenever something new happens and whenever it's scary, for many people scary is to see an army coming from above. That's very scary. And for many people is to see the dollar or the pound collapsing. That's very, very scary. That's very scary. So at that time, a believer will say that we were told about these things. We were told. I prepared from very long. Allah Tabarak Tala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, always ask Allah for afiyah. We would love things to just move smooth. He said, continue asking for afiyah. فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الْعَدُوُ. But a time will come where you'll have to face the enemy. He said, when that time comes, meaning when that exam comes, when the difficulty comes, then don't be a coward. Then don't be a hypocrite. فَثْبُتُ. Then don't choose the easy way out, even if you know it's not the right way out. Then you remain firm. فَثْبُتُ. But the surah before Surah Ahzab is known as Surah Sajdah. At the end of Surah Sajda, Allah Tabarak Tala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ. That have the people not seen how we are able to bring water to a land which had once upon a time no water. Meaning where there's no hope, and where you never think there's a hope of a revolution. Barren, no signs. Where you put your hope, it doesn't come. Where you don't put your hope, it comes. He says, don't you see how nicely we bring the waters to an earth which had nothing growing, means water never came there. So some people start thinking water will never come. فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا. And then in a place where you had no hope, that's where we take out your farms. That's where we take out new vegetation. The end of the surah teaches us that never ever become influenced with the norm. Never ever become influenced with the norm. The news, the media, they play one game throughout history. Maybe those people who saw it in the past will say, hey, this trick, I already saw it. But I wasn't alive at that time, I had to read about it. But this trick passed already. Over 150 years ago, I saw the same trick. I saw it. It happened before. So sometimes when you see a land where there's no water, immediately we say, no water is coming. No water is coming. And if something starts happening there, we say, impossible. Impossible. Gaza managed to hold out against the wars of the world. But some people still doubt how they managed to hold out. Still doubt. Because it's a barren land. How does a barren land fight? Recently when we came back from Syria, so Syria won a war. Miraculous, but they won the war. But because me and you are not used to miracles, no one will believe they won that war. They say, no, there's something in it. Okay, maybe. Then you have a country like Iran, it doesn't lose the war. It's been fighting against Iraq for 10 years, it won that war. Years ago, Iraq was armed with America. Iran was armed with no one. But Iran, it seemed, enjoyed, you won't say divine help, you'll say hidden help. Divine help is different, hidden help is different. So Iraq enjoyed open help. They were the agent of America. But for some way, Iran always had something to beat their weapon. And a 10-year war took place, Iraq-Iran. Thereafter happened what we call the Gulf War. Iraq was America's best agent. So Iraq now goes to the Gulf, to Kuwait. And Iraq doesn't understand that your time is up now. That we used you how long we needed you, now dump you. Saddam Hussein's life changed after he got dumped. That's why sometimes when a boy gets dumped by a girl, he's very sad. When I see him, I say, don't worry, maybe you'll be like Saddam Hussein. He made Toba after he got dumped. He got dumped. He was part of the Ba'ath. I'm sure you people heard of the Ba'ath family. Bashar al-Assad was Ba'ath family. There were many. Ba'ath is actually the Arabic word, al-Ba'ath. Al-Ba'ath means an Arabian Renaissance. That we can change the whole Arabic world into a world of kufr. Al-Ba'ath. Years have passed. They tried, they failed. They tried. One by one, they fell. Bashar al-Assad was like the last. Once upon a time, all of them sat, all powerful, all wise, all being helped, but not a divine, but a hidden power. And all their plans started falling in place. The whole world of Islam collapsed in front of them. They were ready. They were ready for the fall of the Khilafat. They were ready for the takeover of Hijaz al-Muqaddas. When the world cried, some people laughed. Some people laughed. They never ever thought help can ever come. Allah Tabarakullah said, we bring waters where you'll never expect waters. And Allah Tabarakullah took out farms where they never realized farms can come out. From where they never thought they got knocked. From where they never thought. So the beginning of this bayan is that forget what's normal. And if you look at the world not in a normal manner, then how rain comes to sometimes lands where you never expected it and you get results you never expected. Maybe we can see in the world, Allah Tabarakala says, أَفَلَا يُبْصِرُونَ. That do the people not look with the eyes of the heart? Basara. Allah Tabarakala then says, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْفَتْحُ. But people will carry on saying, okay, I agree, one day we're going to win, but when we're going to win? When are we going to win if you really are true? Allah Tabarakala says, say to them, the day Islam gets a victory, لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِمَانُهُمْ. On that day, if the disbeliever wants to believe, it's too late. On that day. So why are you waiting for the victory? Because are you ready for it? Although Quran comes to speak to the, it speaks about the disbeliever. But Quran speaks to the believer. Quran speaks about the disbeliever to the believer. Meaning what? Me and you also are waiting for that victory. But there's an indication in that verse that there's a fear when that victory starts coming. Me and you might lose. Again, we're waiting for the victory. But there's a fear if you're not ready for it. The day when the victory is coming, me and you might not be in the lines for victory, we might be on the other side. And that's what we're going to try to explain now. فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَانْتَظِرْ. The end of the surah is, O Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O me, O you. That those people who are either mocking and saying, when is going to happen? Or those people who are relaxing and saying, when is going to happen? Forget about them. فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَانْتَظِرْ. As for you, you start awaiting. Awaiting means preparing. إِنَّهُمْ مُنْتَظِرُونَ. They also waiting. They are waiting to show it can't happen. Me and you will wait to show it can happen. But a man who knows iftar is around the corner, you don't see him not doing anything after asr. He prepares his food. We found a world where everyone says it's around the corner, and that same person does nothing for around the corner. So when that around the corner comes, it's iftar time, but you find the man got no food. You got no food. So what is around the corner? The first thing is no one knows. Because no one reached around the corner. Sahaba would ask, when is Qiyamah? يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيٌّ عَنْهَا. Disbelievers would ask. Allah Tawarakullah said, they ask you like you investigated the matter. Say to them, certain things are in the knowledge of Allah. But then when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked, what signs? Can you give us some signs? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave signs. It's very easy to give signs. It's very hard to pinpoint. I will not manage to pinpoint to you anything. But I am going to mention to you a few signs. That when me and you notice these signs, we must take note. It mustn't be we weren't expecting it. Rather we might say that I think this was in my mind, it had to happen like this. If it happens, we will be ready for it, it will be easy. And if it doesn't happen, Allah Ta'ala give us all afiyah, we always want afiyah. But if something happens, we have to be ready. Ready for what? So the first thing was, Mawlana said he heard I'm speaking about Iran. I also heard I'm speaking about Iran. I also heard that. So it means when you come in this masjid, you don't speak about anything but Iran. In this masjid. So the master of Iran is Hazrat Mawlana. If I'm speaking of Iran, is like a child giving sabak to the ustad. So I'm not going to speak about Iran in itself. I'm going to speak about present times and a possible future. Present and a possible future. When you don't like someone, so he is that one that we have him, the country with A. And we don't like somebody else, that's the country with I. So you got two countries and they start fighting. One was always killing us loudly and the other one was killing us softly, quietly. Both were killing us. Both were killing us. That is why some people, they say, Allah, let them carry on fighting. Let them carry on fighting. You kill you now. You killed enough of us. You killed enough of us. Now kill yourself. Kill yourself. So every time you see one Messiah, Allah, let it knock. Let it knock who? Anyone. This one Majid. Carry on. See, because all along they killed us. Now kill yourself. Kill yourself. So that is the easy way when a small child looks at something and one boy punched him and another boy punched him. And now he hates both boys. And he sees the two boys hitting each other. And he gets happy. That he says, tomorrow there will be no bully. But actually, a new bully came to school. And he was worried of these two bullies. So he got them to fight. Both get expelled. So he can be the new bully. That poor boy looks the next day and says, a new guy in town. Say, you worse than the other two. Say, I wish they came back. Sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes it happens. Is this going to happen like that? We don't know. But let's just say possible. Because if I'm wrong, you got no problem. But if I'm right, at least we're ready for a future. Let's just say bully one and bully two. For years, they bullied the world. Some people think an empire can never collapse. Alif Lam Mim Ghulibati Rum. Allah Tabarakullah says, the Romans have been defeated today, the Persians defeated them. But in a few years' time, the Roman Empire will also collapse. If you tell someone the fall of Bully 1A, you all know what A is. Immediately, like a dream came true. If A falls. And if you say, and I also, he lived up to his purpose, it's time for him to disappear. The fall of I, fall of A and fall of I, you call it the rise of AI after that. Fall of A, fall of I, and the rise of AI. When people ask why I'm not speaking about the war at the moment, but then people persisted, that's why now I'm speaking. But I'm saying it's a possibility. The reason is we learned one thing. Whenever war takes place, wait for the war to end to see who benefited from the war. When you will find someone rising so quietly, quickly, fast after the war, you will say, it seems you were prepared for this war. Where no one was prepared for this war. It happened too fast. But you were ready for it. How you knew about it? How you knew about it? That you shocked all of us, our Umrah tickets went. But you yourself, you already had written this date to this date. 2025 was always a year known. 2025. It was a year marked. I used to always wonder, marked for what? But a new period in the system. So when the war of Gaza started, I told friends that this is the beginning of a new period. This is not a war. This is the beginning of a new era. 2025. Beginning of what, but not just war. Because war has happened every year. So what's the new era? So that's what I said, that now take out what's normal, and I'm going to teach you what is called abnormal. What you never expected might be our future. What we never expected. For years we understood fights, fights, fights. Hatred. 2025 was a year where he said create so much war in the world that the entire world will start screaming for peace. And when the opportunity for peace arises, the world will grab it no matter what the consequence. Understood that? We have reached a point at the moment, we all saying, peace, peace, peace. Meaning stop this war, because if the price of oil goes, my heart goes. Blood pressure goes. Every time I drive past the petrol station, I see it's gone higher. I was planning that holiday to Scotland. I say, I never take out so much money. I see aeroplane tickets going more, because so many flights are grounded. That flight goes up, I also go up. Stop the war, stop the war, stop the war. Who is a hero? A hero is he who does what the world wants. No matter who he is. There is a board of peace that has been created. A board of peace. Sitting on the board of peace is a very funny man. And most likely he won't survive. Age-wise also he's not supposed to be there. And mental-wise, definitely he's not supposed to be there. But he is the head of the board. Because the world wanted peace so much that they were ready to put... When we were small, there was a cartoon called Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. Even if you had to put Donald Duck there, the world was ready. Intelligent people can sit around the table. It makes no difference who makes pair at the front, as long as you give the world peace. The war board of peace was created when Gaza's war took place. It was an amazing thing. No one could stop the war except the board of peace. But whenever people wanted to stop the war, it was the head of the board of peace that stopped them stopping the war. If anyone knows about vetoing, 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 whatever that word is. And then suddenly you create a board of peace and you say to the United Nations, hopeless you all are. I couldn't stop this war. And some of them would scratch their head, but he said, but we tried so much, you stopped us. You stopped us. You stopped us. So allow the war until no one can stop it. And then stop it so that everyone understands only you can stop the war. A war in Afghanistan and Pakistan started. Someone said to me, what's this war about? I said, I don't know. But I do know an Afghani and a Pakistani don't get along. They just don't like each other for whatever reason. That is why I don't take no sides. Because I don't know who's sitting in front of me. I see, when this thing starts, they don't like no one. But the other day a nice article came. Only one man can stop this war. Only one man. That same guy. Only he can stop the war. Muslim to Muslim. Muslim to Muslim, only one man can stop the war. Only one man. Create so much war that no one can stop. Until whoever can stop the war is the hero. Now obviously this guy who we're speaking about, he's not going to last. He's a president. Presidents never last. Presidents do what they need to be done, and then they get kicked out. Someone was locked up just a while ago, and major cases were on that person. Suddenly the whole judiciary changes its ruling. He wins at the right time. You say, this is like, whoa, this guy is lucky. Again, not divine aid, hidden aid. He comes out at prison and the court case just holds, right time, opportunity grabbed. Hold the court case, win the presidency. Since you are president, court case can't carry on. So how, your timing was fantastic. If that court case happened 1 week before, you'd be locked up. Lucky it happened 1 week later. How you got it left? Say like you, Yusuf alayhi salam, from the prison to the king. From the prison to the king. How you came there? How you came? Does it happen? Nothing happens. Nothing happens so amazing. Yes, it can happen. A person is sitting angry. His people are in jail. He lost. There's cases against him. You meet him. You say, you know what we can do to you now? But we're going to help you. You want help? Okay, we're going to take you and make you again the president. But this time behave. This time behave. Don't do what you did last time. And now you start behaving even better than ever. Even better. And you get the work done. After coming out of prison, or coming out of that case, not prison, but that case, Lord work got done. Lord work. And the board of peace has been created. But it has no head. Because he is the head. But obviously the world will not accept him as a head. Because just after creating the board of peace, he started a war. Which that country don't want. So if that country don't want the war, he don't like him. Because no one wants the rand, the dollar, the pound to suffer. No one wants to pay more for oil. So suddenly who was yesterday's hero? They say two things you keep your eye on to know what's happening, the news. The second one is hard to explain that one. Let's just see the news. The judiciary. When the courts move in one direction, you understand something is wanted. They can make a president win. They can take a president down to the ground. Whether it's Pakistan, whether it's America, whether it's South Africa. When they catch the crook, we get happy. But sometimes you wonder, there's top evidence in this case. But that evidence, you had it long time ago. You had it long time, you never took it out. If you want a president to go down, suddenly you'll find his name, suddenly in the Epstein files. Suddenly. But as long as you never want him to go down, you never saw it. Say, but it was sitting by you so long. How you missed it? Say, mistaken. Say, how you made a mistake with such a big name? Like, get fired you. You take it out at the right time, you close it at the right time. You let secrets come out at the right time, you hold secrets at the right time. In South Africa, when COVID took place, they were stealing so much. At that time I said, for some reason South Africa is a very important country for the future. Now, you won't like to hear that because it's like I'm saying you're not important anymore. Now we are important. I said, I don't know why they chose South Africa. Where they chose South Africa. But South Africa is very important. But for South Africa to do its work, they will make leaders steal so much that the day they want to remove the leaders, they'll have more than enough evidence to have them locked up. At the moment in South Africa, the court cases are taking place. One after the other. And you get shocked how people stole so much. Everything was on camera. But he said, that was on camera at that time. And you only brought it now. So who brought it? He's also shocked. I never knew you got so much evidence against me. Everyone is shocked. Few years after the war of Gaza took place, few months after, Anyone who would travel would notice when aeroplane lands in South Africa, there's a group of people from Israel perhaps, or from somewhere else going to live in Cape Town. Say, you living in Cape Town? We are running away from South Africa. You coming to South Africa. There was a time when South Africa, if it ever dared speak about the empire of evil, our rand would shiver. And we would say, please, President, just keep quiet. Because every time you talk, our rand go poof. 22 to the dollar. Then you see all the Darul Uloom students smiling. I want to pay my fees. Immediately they come to pay their fees. Pay our fees. Last year, America said, we'll take you to the court. South Africa said, only one country took them to the court. Poor South Africa. Again we said, whoa. From 20 we're going to go 40. But suddenly the rand got stronger. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16. Now again they had another meeting the other day. Again, we'll speak against you. Say no. And say the rand gets stronger. When things are not happening how we were used to it, sometimes we get happy that it's the collapse of the empire of evil. But it is still not the time for the victory. So if it's not the time for the victory and it's the collapse for the empire of evil, then what is in this gap? What is in this gap? So this is what I'm going to try to say possible. In this gap is, when one regime falls, another regime has to take its place. If the last regime was a regime of war, the new regime will be a regime of peace. Now peace is something everyone likes. And that is one unique thing of Dajjal. He can sting you from where you never expected it. He can sting you from where you never expected it. You say the coral reef when you go swimming, snorkeling, or even a certain plant, snake, they say there's that very colorful at the coral reef. When you look at that color, you just want to touch it. Because it looks so beautiful. They tell you the more colorful it is, the further stay away from it. Because it stings you from where you never thought. Darkness stings. Be ready to be stung from light. Be ready to be stung from light. So if this war wraps up, and it has to wrap up, can wrap up after a few months, after a year, it can wrap up faster. But what happens after it wraps up? So then most likely there's no more the excess of evil I, and there's no more the great dominant superpower A, and there is the fall of the great dollar, and the entire currency of the world goes for a while, and immediately someone has to hold ship. So you look around, who's going to save the world? But you say one group is already ready, as though they knew it's going to happen from beforehand. Who is that? China, Russia. Anyone else? South Africa. BRICS. BRICS. Brazil. Russia. India. China. Who is the last one? South Africa. How he landed there, I cannot understand. Nothing they got. But when BRICS was created, South Africa stood in the middle. Two superpowers on one side, two superpowers on the other side, and South Africa stood in the middle. I looked at that and I said, you in the middle? What you got to offer both? But suddenly I saw the Jews are coming to South Africa. The Jews are coming to South Africa. That you got something to offer. Otherwise they're not running here. They're not running here. Have you seen the rise of a few countries in recent times? India, Russia, China. Worst of the three, China. Because the most quiet, but the fastest. Most deadliest. If someone has to say, let's create a board of peace, BRICS at the moment stands to be the best. Because they got already talks of a currency. They already discussed it. So no one has to now come and say, we need to do something. The currency is collapsing. They say, we already worked it out. So how you knew about this? He says, no, it was on the boards. The writing was on the wall. We knew one day the great America has to fall. We were just waiting. Why? To save humanity. So one, a new global, what you call international, one world order. But not with war. Only with peace. A new currency. An Abrahamic accord. Abrahamic accord is... What's that? Normalizing ties not with Israel. Normalizing ties between Muslim, Christian and Jew. We hate Israel so much that it will be our dream to see Israel lose. And maybe it might lose. And maybe Iran might lose. Because already when Neom started, the most that bought into Neom were the Jews of Israel. As though if a time comes for us to move, we don't worry about a country. We'll move. We'll move. Israel will remain Israel. Iran will remain Iran. But in the light of the Ahadith, there will have to be so much of normal ties between all brotherhoods that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when Dajjal will emerge, you will find 70,000 Yahudi from Isfahan, meaning Iran. So already in Iran, quietly they are there. But the narration is not speaking about a quiet. 70,000 in the narration means numbers you can never imagine. It wasn't possible to think how can you get numbers you can never imagine coming from there. You'd rather say coming from here. Because they all live here. Allah's Nabi also said coming from there. Coming from there is a very big thing. How will you get it? If you have an Abrahamic accord. How can you create an Abrahamic accord? You say this war of Israel and Iran. Did it help anyone in the world? Never helped no one. Everyone suffered. So you, President of Israel, we hate you. And you, President of Iran, he's already gone. But we also, we hate you. We now want leaders who got sound minds. And when they have it, once upon a time they had the wall that separated two countries. Then they said, break the wall, and everyone hugged. If a day comes and you see the Israeli and the Iranian hug each other and say, sorry, my brother, then that day remember this bayan. That it's not the end. So we're missing one period now. What's now? In the era of peace, only one group will be looked at bad. The one who fights. And before the ending, who has to fight? The Mahdi. On the rise of the Mahdi, I fear many Muslims in the world will be fed up with war and will regard him as a threat to global peace. Many. Allah save us all of that. Why? Because we already were bitten with war, so we understood all goodness is in false peace. But there's never ever something called peace if the head of peace is the enemy of peace. If a one world system is created of peace, then who becomes the head of this one world order? It can't be him, because now everyone hates him. But there's no one as strong like him in the world. So now who is going to be? It will be somebody else. Who is that someone? So that I don't know. But the day that man comes who looks so good, so peaceful, so loving, and he embraces all three faiths, you are all mine, and everyone loves him, and he starts putting everything right, the currency, the problems. He's a man I love. He's a man the Christian loves. He's a man the Jew loves. If you want to take a label for this man, what label will you give him? First you will call him the Messiah. Because the Messiah sorts out the problems of the world. So my Nabi said, when the Messiah comes, Al-Masihu Ad-Dajjal. Remember, it's a false Messiah. He will look so good, so helpful, so miraculous. He could do what no one in the world could do. Not the Muslim country, not the Christian country, not the Jewish country. He could unite everyone. And to unite everyone is a miracle, or if it's not divine aid, it's called hidden aid. Hidden aid. He who made war can make peace. And who stung during the war can sting worse during the peace. So during war, to tell a person who's the enemy is little easier. This bayan can take place now, because when peace comes, during peace, to tell people who's the enemy becomes very hard. You become the enemy. You become the enemy. Now everyone hates you. At the moment they're still fighting. So they carry on fighting, let me talk. But when they stop fighting, no one can talk. When they stop fighting, no one can talk. Why we feel that this should be possible? Because of few narrations. One is to get so many Jews in the land of Isfahan, as the ahadith mentioned. Number two, to speak about a time where besides the gold and the silver coin, nothing will be of benefit to men. Which means that everyone will be stuck to a system, to a currency. Everyone's obedience will be stuck to one system. To get one system at the present time in the world, where the whole world is ready to accept one. With so much war, no one trusts no one. Russia don't trust this side. Ukraine don't trust. Iran don't trust. Israel don't trust. No one trusts no one. But to get one system, everyone has to start trusting everyone. You start trusting where you, one person or one system says, we are now fed up with war. So if you see in the next few weeks, China speaks about what was the need for the war, then your eye must open. China, you made Lord war quietly. Since when you became Mr. Good? Russia says it wasn't a good move. Say you killed the whole Muslim world and it was a good move. Suddenly you say this wasn't a good move. When you became so worried? When you became the friend of humanity? When these countries, and especially when you see South Africa say, we are ready to mediate in this matter. Say you, who worries about you? Say, we'll mediate. Say, you. When you're finding this BRICS, all of them becoming bosses, you'll wonder, who made you the boss? The answer will be, the boss made you the boss. The one who will sit on top of this, watch out for him. He could be the main agent, he could be the man himself. He could be the main agent. He could be the man himself. A day has to come where Dajjal will take center stage. A day has to come. But in the minds of everyone, he will take it in an evil manner. If he takes it in an evil manner, there's no chance of a Muslim falling for Israel. But if he takes it in a loving manner, then when I tell a Muslim, you know, Dajjal won't look bad. He say just the name Dajjal means bad. So it means ugly, it means evil, it means I'll kill you, I'll kill you. Then there's no fitna. Then there's no test. Rather, when you hear someone saying, oh people, and you will hear, I really think that Dajjal, when he'll speak, he will warn the people of Dajjal. When he will speak, he will warn the people of Dajjal. He will say, in the Bible, God warns us of this guy. He say, in your book, the Hadith warns us. And because you got a man speaking Quran and Hadith, a man speaking the Bible, a man speaking the Old Testament, everyone loves him. Young boys following him. He's a helper. He's a prophesizer. He's a uniter. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said he's a curer. He will be like Isa Alayhi Salaam, loved by all. The poor will love him. Miraculous. Doing his miracles. I haven't seen what was known as the Messiah. But it was a series that came out a while ago, the Messiah. When I sat with friends and I discussed to them the future, one guy said, hey, that happened in the Messiah. Where a man comes in war to stop war. And all those making war can't stop him. So you say, wow, you are a unique guy. But not the real Messiah, the false Messiah. Al-Masih al-Dajjal. Allah knows best the future. But this was just mentioned because we normally move with the times, whereas a believer is supposed to look over the times. Just over. So when something is happening, you don't look at war. You say, let's wait for after the war. When the Gulf-Iraqi war took place, soldiers bombed the field with nuclear weapons. They bombed it. Then the ground soldiers heard the war is over. So they got so happy that they had those masks, which was preventing them from getting poisoned with the nuclear toxins. They ran into the field. And they took out their mask and threw it in the sky. Like, we won. Not understanding the mask supposed to stay on. After that, all of them got knocked with the poison. All of them. What was their mistake? They thought when the war finished, the war had ended. Me and you sometimes, we also look, when is the war ending? When is the war ending? When is the war ending? Like this verse said, they ask, when is victory? I say, when victory comes, will you be ready for it? Say, when is the war ending? He said, when the war ends, are you ready for after the war? World War II, World War I ended. Everyone in the world was so happy, no war. The war in Islam only started after that. The Khilafah collapsed. The Arab lands were divided. This was created there in Palestine. Years and years of crying, crying, crying. Everything happened after the war. But the world was saying, when is the war ending? Say, when the war ends, it's not the end. There has to be a period. During that period, be ready. If 2025 is the beginning of a new era, we don't know what amazing things are going to happen in this era. But we do know AI will rise. Vision 2030 will show itself. An entire new global system will take control. During that time, you might see the beginning of the rise of that guy. We might be alive at that time, and as I told you, if now the exam is not easy, the exam of peace will even be harder. Because the person who gets stung from where he doesn't expect it, gets stung worse than the one who was expecting. Surah Kahf has always protected people from Dajjal. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even if he has to come in front of you, he will not harm you. We might see the man in front of us. At that time, to make sure he doesn't harm us, Surah Kahf. If you were not reading it until now, then start reading it. Because when this war ends, it is the beginning of another period. it's not the end. When our end will come, at that time everyone will know we won. But until that day, the battle is still on. I hope I made this here very clear. Mona will say, what about Iran? But so the last point I'll mention. I'm sure, you won't be sitting in this masjid if you all don't believe what Maulana says. So you all know about Iran. The only thing I want to say, during war, Islam has asked us for two things. Justice, even if you don't like someone. Even if you don't like someone, be just. And at the same thing, let emotions never ever judge our faith. Emotions. Many people failed on the one. Just an emotional thing. We're always losing. Now one is winning. Because he's winning, no matter who he is, if he says his Ahmad is mine, finished. At least someone is winning. Because Muhammad lost, Zaid lost, Usman lost, all my sons lost. So then you say, that guy there claims to be your son. He's not your son, but. You say, yeah, but doesn't matter, at least he's winning. Otherwise, all my sons lose all the matches. That's what happened with one group. They hurt so much that E is not ours. I was not ours. You won't find a masjid nicely in I. If you go to Syria, they say, I also bombed them just like how the other ones bombed them. Meaning I, Iran. They will not say we love them. But just because one is so to say winning, and if you're not winning with divine aid, it means you're winning with hidden aid. But if one is winning, it must not give us this. That just because you're winning and for so many years I was losing. So no matter who you are, you're mine. Otherwise I'm always losing. This game don't work like that. Don't work. On the other side, the people on the ground, no matter what they are, Christian, Jew, Shiri, they don't even know why the war is taking place. They are children like our children. Women like our women. Hatred, Quran has always spoken about the heads. Al-Mala'u, the heads. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote to the heads of Persia, they tore his letter. But when Islam reached Persia, the general people embraced Islam. So we were waiting for this for years. Meaning we never liked what we were being taught. They looked at Islam, they fell in love with Islam. Islam created what we will today say, the Hanafi Madhab was there in Iraq. The people of the Madhab were the Iraqis. The people who once upon a time were the Persian fire worshippers. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if knowledge has to be in the stars of Suraya, children from this progeny will go get it for my deen. But they were the same ones worshipping the fire. Because people on the ground are on the deen of their king. We'll never ever hate people. We hate systems and we hate leaders. As for people, our heart goes out to those. Because whether the bomb falls on a Christian or on a Jew, in the end of the day, he's a man. It's a woman, it's a child. I don't let emotion say, I hate your system, so I hate everyone under the system. When you, I look at you and I say, if only Allah could guide you to the truth. You are a simple person, praying so much. You're just praying to the wrong thing. Do I blame you? I can't. Because if I was living in your country, maybe I would have done the same. Man is under the leader. So on one side, we wait for this war to end. Because it's not nice to see anyone suffering. Whether they laughed when they saw the Syrian suffering or not, we won't know. They might not even know they laughed. People suffered. Leaders laugh. Soldiers, you get the soldier who doesn't want to shoot. But if he doesn't shoot, he'll get shot. You get soldiers like that. Allah gave hidayah to many soldiers. Many soldiers, when the war ended, they read the kalima. Many soldiers. And people on the ground, there's always hope. So not liking someone must not stop us being just. Bomb them. Just kill them all, man. That's not our way also, because who's all? All is a small child who just opened his eyes. He doesn't even know what's happening. And then his leg is gone. Small. And on the other side, those people in Israel, they also don't know what this war is. They don't know why they came to the land. They don't know, they're also pawns. They're also pawns. Some of them could be the progeny of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Some of them. We feel sorry for all of them. And that is what is called gham. That if the truth had reached you, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the simple people, he said, I wish Islam can reach you. Because you being taken for a ride. You being taken for a ride. All of them were taken for a ride. This side and that side. And many a time all of us were taken for a ride. So our heart goes out to anyone under the brunt of war. We say, O Allah, do not afflict us with what you afflicted them. And if ever a chance comes to help, I don't know if I'll go in Iran and I'll help. But who knows? If there's a hope by putting a hamper in front of an Iranian, and he looks at me and he says, but you people hate us. And we say, we are from the progeny of Muhammad Salah, we hate no one. Problem is, you don't know the truth. Why don't I teach you? If there's a hope like that, we'll go front immediately. Because for deen to reach all of these people is our desire. Our desire. But on one side, just because one group is firing one way and is getting through, we say, wow, this got divine aid. That thing got no divine aid. It's allowed to go through. It's allowed to go through. So much must hit, so much must hit. Because you need to collapse too. Both have to lose. Jews must also start screaming, stop this war. And Iranians must start screaming, stop this war. And then a system must stand up and say, stop the war. Who the Israelis will love, the Iranians will love, and the rest of the world will love. That one who makes the claim, stop the war, you will say, you actually started the war. You started the war. But Allah has made it that it's all part of a puzzle. Each piece in the puzzle goes. As I said at the beginning, this is the possible pieces of the puzzle. You make your own puzzle. But if my pieces fit nicely, even though at the beginning we're looking at that piece, that doesn't even belong to this puzzle. But when it set, it said, hey, it does go there. And if it fits and you start seeing a puzzle, then you'll remember this. That after the war, it's not finished, it's only starting. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله.